You're listening to KVSH LP FM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thank you so much for joining me for some music. Beyond Category, I play a mix of styles, genres, things from around the world as well. Mix them up for you. Hope you enjoy it. In this first set, you'll hear lots of music that derives from Africa. It's played by a variety of people from the United States, from Africa, and in some cases from other places. Fourth in the set, you'll hear African-American jazz musicians playing African highlife music. Before that, some music directly from Ghana. Before that, American jazz musicians playing Afro-Caribbean music. And at the top here, Art Blakey's percussion ensemble, which included the group that he played with in the United States, plus African percussionists. And from that, you'll hear the Afro-Cuban song, Cubano Chant, written by Ray Bryant, the pianist here. Art Blakey's percussion ensemble on Beyond Category.
Thank you.
wonderful, lively music is Kaban Bamboo High Life, written by Randy Weston. Randy Weston on piano leading this large group from an album called High Life from 1963. Randy Weston traveled a lot and worked with African musicians a lot, although this is all, I think, American musicians playing this music inspired by the music of West Africa, High Life. And that wonderful arrangement was by Randy Weston's sidekick, the great Melba Liston. Before that, you heard another great tune, Ghana Special, by the Ghanaian group Buddy Pip's Highlifers, and it's from a tremendous album called High Life on the Move, selected Nigerian and Ghanaian recordings from 1954 to 1966. Great music coming out of Africa at that time. Before that, you heard from the great American saxophonist Sonny Rollins with his song Mambo Bounce. Sonny Rollins was very influenced by Afro-Caribbean music. And at the top, you heard from the Art Blakey Percussion Ensemble with Cubano Chant. I'm going to keep going this time on Beyond Category with various permutations of music from Africa. Third in the set, you'll hear from the just recently deceased great Nigerian drummer Tony Allen and his group. In the middle, Ethiopian accordionist and keyboard player Hailu Mergia. And here at the top, American incredible violinist Regina Carter in 2010 did an album called Reverse Thread, in which she went to Africa and found some African folk melodies, and then she put them together in this album, Reverse Thread, in which she included those melodies and played some of them, but with also musicians from other traditions, and came up with this wonderful mix. This song from Regina Carter's Reverse Thread is Zerapiki on Beyond Category. Thank you. That's the great Nigerian drummer Tony Allen and his band that he put together in France. Those are French musicians with him. He's said from Nigeria and recently passed away in 2020, but he was a legendary drummer who created Afrobeat along with Fela Kuti and others. That's called Wolf Eats Wolf from Tony Allen's 2017 album called The Source. Before that, Gum Gum from Ethiopian musician Hailu Mergia, name of the album Lala Belu in 2018. Hailu Mergia's got quite a story. He did some great Ethiopian music back when and then fell out of being in music and was a cab driver in Washington, D.C., and people kind of re-found his music in the 21st century, and he's gone on to make new albums, and this is one of them, Lala Belu. Hailu Mergia, wonderful rhythmic music from Ethiopia. And at the top, Regina Carter from Reverse Thread with Zara Picky. This is John Midgley, and you are listening to Beyond Category on KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island, or on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app, or at voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show, you might want to check out other shows on voiceofvashon.org. They are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air. There are a lot of great music shows on KVSH and other shows as well. Check it out, voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show or other shows, please consider making a donation to Voice of Vashon, which runs KVSH. We rely on listeners for our support. Please consider donating, and thank you for your support. On this show that's shaping up to be quite international, we're going to now move to Spain. And, of course, much Spanish music is also influenced by Africa from the so-called Moors, who were in Spain for a long time and affected that music greatly. Third in the set, you'll hear from Spanish-born pianist Chano Dominguez. In the middle, you'll hear from an album called Miles Español, a song called Duende with guitarist Nino Joselis and flautist Jorge Pardo, both from Spain. And here at the top from the famous album from 1960, Sketches of Spain, which was put together by Miles Davis and the great arranger Gil Evans, and created quite a sensation because it's wonderful music, but also it was, well, frankly, beyond category. In fact, Miles Davis was asked, is it jazz? And his response, as I've read, was, it's music, and I like it. From Sketches of Spain, the beautiful song, The Pan Piper.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Spanish-born pianist Chano Dominguez, who the last time I checked was living and working in Seattle. It's a song called Fumando from his album Iman from 2003, that wonderful flamenco-influenced piano. Before that, Duende is the name of the song. It's from an album called Miles Espanol from 2011, which is partly a redo of Sketches of Spain, the Miles Davis, Gil Evans creation from 1960. This song was not on Sketches of Spain, but is in the spirit of it, this Spanish tinge song, Duende, by Spanish guitarist Nino Yoseles and Spanish flautist Jorge Pardo. And at the top, from Sketches of Spain, you heard the Pan Piper. Well, continuing on our international tour in the last set, this time on Beyond Category, we're going to hear some music connected to South America. Second in the set, a song called Bolivia, written by pianist Cedar Walton, who's not Bolivian, and he's an American so-called jazz musician, but did this wonderful song called Bolivia with a group called Eastern Rebellion from an album of the same name in 1975. Before that, Gato Barbieri from Argentina, tremendous saxophone player who came to prominence in the 1970s playing so-called free jazz, but also lots of music that was connected to his home country of Argentina. And you will hear one of those. It's called Gato Barbieri on Beyond Category.
Oh,
Eastern Rebellion with Bolivia. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time.